This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Welcome to the field day romp known as the 2016 presidential campaign fundraising season. The federal agency charged with enforcing campaign finance rules is gridlocked. Republican and Democratic candidates and their super PAC funding aggregators have found new ways to bend the rules. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer explains how.
It's getting harder and harder to tell who's behind a presidential campaign. Political ads do have blurbs at the end saying who's responsible for them.
Generation Forward PAC is responsible for the content of this advertising.
New Day Independent Media Committee, Inc. is responsible for the content of this advertising.
But vague, confusing names like that don't tell us much.
It really has become the Wild West of politics, where the money is flowing, super PACs are playing roles that they've never played before.
That's Chris Gates, president of the Sunlight Foundation, which pushes for campaign finance reform. Gates says campaigns and outside groups like super PACs have blurred the line that's supposed to separate them. Gates says super PACs foot the bill for TV ads and do things that used to be the responsibility of campaigns.
Voter ID, get out the vote, purchasing ads, building state organizations.
The Federal Election Commission is supposed to enforce campaign finance rules. It's headed by Ann Ravel.
No question. I thought I could change things.
Ravel became chairwoman of the FEC last December, full of hope. But by February, she'd concluded she couldn't break the gridlock at the FEC. It's made up of three Republicans and three Democrats. They can't agree on much of anything. So Ravel says campaign finance laws aren't enforced.
I think people have to be aware of what the situation is and try to get some kind of change.
Paul S. Ryan is trying to change things. He's senior counsel at the Campaign Legal Center. He's disappointed with not only the FEC, but also the IRS, which he says isn't properly enforcing the tax laws that cover outside groups like super PACs. The IRS wouldn't comment. Ryan says he's filing complaints and lawsuits in a mad scramble.
To be honest, there are so many violations going on out there, we can't keep up with them. We don't have the staff to draft all these complaints.
Ryan says he'll hire more staff, trying to fill the void left by federal regulators who say their hands are tied. In Washington, I'm Nancy Marshall Genzer for Marketplace.